Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, January 28th, 2009. I'm going to say all the geek in this instance, I'm pretty sure it's going to be right on time. Not like yesterday, where we had that weird thing where a show didn't post and my laptop didn't turn off and elves were flying around. Flying elves, I said it. It's Wednesday, we're halfway through the week, so we can get ourselves on to the weekend, because that's what we all desperately need. Because who knows, maybe Belt Buckle will have a weekend show going. Meantime, my friends, don't try to put me in a corner. I'm the one and only Billy Flynn.
Yeah, that's right, bow, sucker, yeah. Bow down. Yeah, coolie. Kiss my Converse.
Damn right. Wednesday, January 28th, January 28th, birthday of Elijah Wood. He's 28 years old. Frodo is only 28 now. And that's today. Huh. Rakim is 41. You wouldn't have had Eric B. and Rakim without Rakim. It would just be Eric B. and that's just a dumb way to end that. Frank Darabont is 50. He's a director. Lots of great Stephen King adaptations at The Green Mile. The Shank, baby. He did The Shank. And, of course, Alan Alda, Hawkeye Pierce himself, is 73 years old today. Welcome to Wednesday. Wednesday means we're taking a peek inside of Billy Flynn's long box. It also means we're going to try to make damn sure that the show gets posted when it's supposed to be. But enough of all that wham. Let's talk some television, shall we? Tonight on CBS, it looks like we've got The New Adventures of Old Christine, Gary Unmarried, Criminal Minds, and CSI New York, but all of them as reruns. What's up with that? Over on ABC, you have last week's season premiere of Lost, followed by the new episode of Lost, in which they try to stop the erratic time shifts. Or if you go back to 2005, no time shifts at all because there's no time travel in this show. Afterwards, Life on Mars, which does feature time travel, is there as well. If you kept up with that, because I didn't. NBC Tonight on Knight Rider, Michael becomes a hostage at a bank robbery on an episode entitled Exit Light, Enter Night. I really, really, you know, I'm not a violent person by nature, but I really would like to choke the life out of whoever does this. On Fox tonight, American Idol, followed by Lie to Me. Go ahead, Lie to Me. Tim Roth, and I can spot people telling lies, and somehow that's going to make me the greatest detective in the world, because obviously, he's lying. Look at that facial tick, is evidence you could submit into a court of law. A&E tonight with Dog the Bounty Hunter and Parking Wars, just a little mini marathon of that. Tonight on AMC, American Movie Classics, it's T3, Rise of the Machines, followed by Starsky and Hutch. I really, really like Starsky and Hutch. T3, underrated movie. Better than most people give it credit for. Tonight on Bravo on Top Chef, it's the Super Bowl cook-off against 7 all-star chefs from past shows. It's just wacky, hilarious, down and dirty cooking. That's what she said. Country Music Television Tonight Show in Hidalgo, because it's got a horse in it. Discovery Channel's got Cosmic Collisions. Family Channel showing Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. FX is showing The Italian Job, followed by a new episode of Damages. History Channel on UFO Hunters, it's UFO Storm. What the hell kind of umbrella do you need to survive that? Sci-Fi Channel, Ghost Hunters International, Restless Souls from Sweden. FMC, I mentioned this just because I watch this movie whenever it's on, Turk 182. I saw this on the movie channel when I was like 11, 12 years old. I think it's fantastic. I love it. It's not a good movie, but I love it. Turner Classic Movies showing Grumpy Old Men. Okay, that's pretty much a classic nowadays. It pretty much is. But if I'm watching anything, it's going to be in that there are Lifetime Television
for women.
Because a series of strange events leads an artist to believe that a cottage has a restless spirit. Tonight, Lindsay Price and David Jones discover secrets of the summer house.
Let's check the inbox.
And looking at the GRD mailbag, let's see, we've got, just the one lonely little piece of mail. It's from David. David says, Dear Mr. Flynn, don't be sad. I absolutely had noticed that the show was not there where it normally is. I didn't drop by those handy-dandy forums at geekradiodaily.com to tell you about it because I figured that you were just way busy. Next time, I'll poke you in the ribs. Yours, David. Well, thank you, David, if that's what it takes. See, people out there look out for us. Yesterday here in the Virginia, Middle Virginia, Central Virginia, wherever the hell we are area, it did snow, but not until after I was on my way to the gym. So I thought I was, anyway, blah, 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 blah. But it's Wednesday. You need to know about comic books because you need to look at my long box. Yeah. And so look at, some looks at your geek news. All coming up here this Wednesday, January 28th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
This is Ray.
Sup?
Let's listen in as Ray hits on Sandra.
Excuse me, miss, but do you know karate? Because your body is kicking.
Now, let's listen to the same scene. Only this time, Ray is sporting a quality Geek Label t-shirt.
Yo, baby, I was wondering,
Damn.
Rejection.
What's up with that?
We can't really stop it.
Damn.
But we can outfit you in buttery smooth designs for geeks, gamers, and tech heads. They're custom t-shirts. They're not magic t-shirts.
Damn.
Another fine product from GeekLabel.com.
Hello there, boys and girls. This is Robert Llewellyn, the actor behind the mask of Crichton from the BBC television show Red Dwarf, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. You must be very, very clever.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, January 28th, 2009. All the geek and a twist of lime. Hey! I like that one. That might work. Yes, indeed. Today, Wednesday, Billy Flynn's still sitting here because Belt Buckle is still gone country. I believe today he actually is boot scoot boogieing. And let me tell you, that is something special. I have been barred from bringing cameras into the studio because he does like to wear a ginormous belt buckle and like a 10-gallon Stetson hat when he's on the air, and it's just a little scary. Very, very scary. Wednesday, right? Comic books.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
A serious book, man, indeed. Don't you wish you could talk like a Corey like that? It's a serious book, man. Yes.
Today, when you go to your friendly local neighborhood comic shop, friendly neighborhood local comic shop, when you go buy comics, today out you've got from Abstract Studios, Terry Moore's Echo number 9. Over at Ape Entertainment, they have the Wind Raider number 1 of 3. Because, you know, raid the wind. Raid like the wind, woo! Aspen Entertainment with the Aspen Showcase Ember number 1. Boom Studios has Hero Squared Love and Death number 1 of 3. Zombie Tales number 10 is out today. Dark Horse, only one thing that really interested me in Dark Horse, and that's Star Wars Legacy number 32, the Flight Another Day part 1 of 2. I like the Star Wars Legacy comic. Nothing else from that really played out at me. DC Comics does have Batman 685. It's a Faces of Evil tie-in. Hey, look, Batman the Brave and the Bold number 1. Wow, I wonder where they got the idea for that comic. That's cool. Faces of Evil, Cobra number 1, that's with a K, so it's not Cobra Commander as much as I was hoping it was. Batman would have been just great. Final Crisis number 7 of 7 finally comes out today. Final Crisis Revelations number 5 of 5 is out today. When the follow-up miniseries premieres the same day as the last episode of the miniseries, I'm just saying. Unknown Soldier number 4 is out today. The War That Time Forgot number 9 of 12 out today as well. Plus, starting today, you can get all the Watchmen movie action figures. They will be available at most places. Of course, I'm going to need the Rorschach. We're all going to need the Rorschach one. Devil's Due Publishing, Sheena, Dark Rising number 3. Come on over for the Dark Rising. Dynamite Entertainment, Army of Darkness, Ashes Christmas Horror. It's a one-shot, and I guess a little late for Christmas, but hey, it's still Christmas in my heart. The Boys number 20 out today. Garth Ennis's Battlefields, Dear Billy, number 1 is out today. Just for me? Thanks, dude. Red Sonja, number 40. Terminator Revolutions, number 2 of 5. Xena versus Army of Darkness, What Again, number 4, out today. And over for Marvel Comics, Avengers Initiative, number 21, A Dark Reign tie-in. Captain America, number 46, out today. Dark Tower Treachery, number 5 of 6. It's close to being wrapped up. Ghost Rider Danny Ketch, number 4 of 5. Punisher Warzone, wrapping up today. Number 6 of 6 is out. Scourge of Gods, number 1 of 3, is out today. Sure. She-Hulk, number 37. The Stand, Captain Trips, number 5 of 5, out today. X-Men, Worlds Apart, number 4 of 4. A lot of miniseries wrapping up. Young X-Men, number 10. Moonstone's got Buckaroo Banzai Big Size, number 1. That's my nickname. And Captain Action, number 2. But if I'm going to get anything, why, I might actually go back and pick up some old cards. Remember how we used to collect cards as well? Well, today, Creation by Design gives us the Bible Old Testament Series A trading card box set, and I know how much you've just been looking forward to that.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Are you ready for some fan-smegging-tastic news? I certainly hope so. We talked about it before. It's official. We know after 21 years before its initial launch, Red Dwarf is coming back. This Easter, 2 episodes wrapping the whole series up. Now, if you'd like, I can spoil it for you, because I've got a little bit of spoilers. So here's your spoiler. Get ready. The crew?
Here they find it.
It doesn't matter. The boys from the dwarf are back together again, and I am so incredibly happy. Someone that's not happy right now is that Stan Lee is being sued by Stan Lee Multimedia Incorporation, the Stan Lee Media Inc. He formed it in the 90s when everyone was forming, you know, this stuff. Basically, the suit claims that Stan Lee Inc., Media Inc., owns half of all the characters and properties created by Stan Lee, including Spider-Man, X-Men, Iron Man, la 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 la. The shareholders claim that Stan Lee transferred all of his interest in the characters he created for Marvel to Stan Lee Media in 1998. And after founding this with Peter F. Paul in 1998, home for mostly web-based creations, the company busted with all the other dot-com bubbles. It just went away. In fact, Stan Lee's Media Inc. Melted down when that Peter F. Paul fled to Brazil. Questionable contributions made to Bill and Hillary Clinton. There was an extradition for this guy. Just weird. They've emerged from bankruptcy in 2006. This might be the new thing. If Stan did transfer his ownership, that could throw a lot of things into just tumultuous weirdness. Ooh, I like those phrases. That's good. So, almost out. Star Trek countdown number one. This is the comic book prequel sequel to the prequel sequel Star Trek movie from J.J. Abrams that's coming out. J.J. Abrams had said that he was not a Trek guy, and that made some people a little nervous. But if we can take anything from this comic as hope and positivity, this couple of spoilers for you. This comic book tale is set decades after Star Trek Nemesis. You do still have Spock living on Romulus. He's been there for four decades. He's no longer in secret. He is basically helped the Romulan people, you know, find peace and blah, 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 blah. It's a fascinating little tale that does end, of course, with some Romulan getting pissed off and going back in time to try to keep everything from happening. But so far, so good. I'm liking it. Turritopus nutricula may be the world's only immortal creature. It's a jellyfish, and they usually die after propagating, but this one reverts to a sexually immature stage after reaching adulthood and is capable of rejuvenating itself. So it's kind of like a frat boy. It's 4 to 5 like millimeter diameter creature, typically known as a hydrozoan, only known animal capable of reverting to a juvenile polyp state. Theoretically, the cycle can repeat indefinitely, rendering it potentially immortal. We don't know because, well, we tend to die and can't see what this jellyfish keeps doing. Wallace would be incredibly happy. I'll have the link here in the show notes. The Trebuchet Toaster will shoot a piece of toast once it's done out at you. You could be sitting on your couch, have the toaster across the room, thoom, and it'll fly right there at you. That's not really the greatest news story in the world. I just happen to think it's incredibly cool. And if you don't think it's incredibly cool, well, then you can make fun of me. Please, by all means, I'll let you. I'm fine that way. There is a new device out. It's called the Botanical. The Botanical hooks up to your plants. And when your plants decide that, oh my goodness, it needs water, this is the biggest problem with plants. We don't know what to do. We underwater them, overwater them. If only there was some way that the plants themselves could tell us. Well, now they can. Because the Botanical will let your plants send you a message on Twitter telling you that it needs water. You can now get tweeted by your plants. Water me, please, it could say. This lady who was trying it one weekend, she got a message that just said, urgent! Water me! Once it starts saying, feed me, and sounding like Levi Stubbs, that's when you've got a problem. And this is just really kind of sweet and cool. Gene Roddenberry, of course, who created Star Trek, his wife, Majel Barrett Roddenberry, who passed away in the last year, are about to explore the final frontier together. Their remains are being shot into space together. Majel, of course, the first lady of Star Trek, her dream before she died last December was for a portion of her and Gene's ashes to be sent into space together, and a company called Solettis is granting that wish. It's got its own rocket. It announced that Roddenberry's ashes will be launched into deep space on a mission aptly named Voyager. And everyone's invited to go to the website, and we'll have a link to it here in the show. It's where you can post tributes to the Roddenberrys, which will be digitized and sent into space with them. So that way, your Star Trek fanboyness never, ever has to stop. Geek Radio Daily. Please come subscribe through iTunes, review us while you're there, and join the forums for the social geek working. You can find that at geekradiodaily.com. Geek Radio Daily is licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Check out the store at cafepress.com, please. And drop us an email, please. Podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce. Hell, even Belt Buckle if you'd like. All at geekradiodaily.com.
The sun goes down, the blues come around, and the choice is black and white. Low down and lonesome, high as a kite. When you can't win by losing, you know it's just not right. It's a headache tomorrow, or a heartache tonight.